This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. In a Sunday morning tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day had told reporters that there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a UN resolution. North Korea fired off some small weapons which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me, said Trump in his tweet. Senior White House officials traveling with the president acknowledged that caused consternation and confusion, not only within the administration, but also among America's allies in the region. Trump holds a formal meeting Monday with Japanese Prime Minister Abe, in which they're expected to discuss trade and defense matters. They also talked policy during a round of golf Sunday before watching a sumo match, as Trump told reporters that evening.
The Prime Minister and I talked a lot today about trade and military and various other things, and I think we had a very productive day. And tomorrow, likewise, will be a very productive day, and I just want to thank you. That was an incredible evening at sumo wrestling.
No quick breakthrough on trade is expected, although both leaders have expressed a desire for a bilateral trade pact. Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to try to resolve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself president earlier this year after the opposition majority legislature determined President Nicolas Maduro won another term in a fraudulent election. Although Guaido is recognized as Venezuela's legitimate leader by world governments, he hasn't been able to oust Maduro from office. This is VOA News. Thousands of prisoners in Turkey ended their hunger strike Sunday that had been mounted to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at İmralı Island Prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. Twice this month, Turkey allowed the 70-year-old head of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party to meet with his lawyers after an 8-year hiatus. Germany's anti-Semitism commissioner has advised Jews that it may be dangerous in certain parts of the country to wear a kippah, the skullcap traditionally worn by Jewish men. Felix Klein's warning comes amid a rising number of anti-Semitic attacks in Germany. Pivotal elections for the European Union Parliament reached their climax Sunday as the last 21 nations go to the polls and results are announced in a vote that boils down to a continent-wide battle between Eurosceptic populists and proponents of closer EU unity. Right-wing nationalists who want to slash immigration into Europe and return power to national governments are expected to make gains, although mainstream parties are tipped to hold on to power in the 751-seat legislature that sits in both Brussels and Strasbourg. Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to relax its divorce laws. Election official Barry Ryan announced Sunday that 82% of voters had cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for 4 years before their marriages could be dissolved.
The provisional results of the referendum held last Friday on the proposal in the 38th Amendment of the Constitution, Dissolution of Marriage Bill 2016, is as follows. Votes in favour of the proposal, 1,384,192. Votes against the proposal, 302,319.
Parliament must now come up with new legislation to govern divorce. Indications are that lawmakers will require couples to live separately for only 2 years. President Trump is tweeting that hundreds of thousands of Rolling Thunder motorcycles will be back next year for Washington's Memorial Day observance, after organizers said this Sunday would be the last such ride. Executive Director Artie Muller said he'd grown frustrated dealing with the Pentagon in coordinating the annual Ride for Freedom. For many, the group's decades-long presence with the roar of motorcycle engines has become synonymous with Memorial Day activities in Washington. There was no immediate response from Mueller to Trump's tweet. I'm Faith Lapidus in Washington. This is VOA News.